This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we are speaking with Lori Narona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, licensed esthetician since 1997, and an educator for Oncology Spa Solutions. Skin wellness is her passion. And on this episode of eHealth Radio, we will be discussing what one really needs to keep their skin from aging. Lori, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
It's a wonderful to be back. Thanks for having me.
And Lori, you're most welcome. Great to have you back with us. So as we know, everyone ages, if we're lucky, and walk into any department store or pharmacy and we are inundated with lotions and creams claiming to make us look younger. What kinds of skincare products or ingredients should we really be looking for?
Well, there's quite a few of them, and it's hard to narrow them down. But in my 20 years of working with skin, I have to say my favorites are retinol, topical vitamin C, and daily use of sunscreen. Those are the most important. Peptides are super helpful as well, but those are the primaries.
Also, what's the difference between over-the-counter retinol and prescription-strength Retin-A?
So there are several differences. It's mainly the level of side effects and the safety of long-term use. Retin-A, which is prescription, is actually retinoic acid, where retinol is available in many precursor forms, such as retinol palmitate or all-trans-retinol. The skin will ultimately convert any form of retinol to retinoic acid at the cellular level to use it as needed. In fact, that's the only form that the skin can use is retinoic acid. However, prescription strength Retin-A is already converted. So often it's giving the skin more than the skin can actually use. So Retin-A will increase blood flow through the very tiny capillaries on the skin. It increases it by about 300%. And over time, the capillaries can weaken, and they can become chronically diffuse. This will create redness and flushing. Ultimately, it will resemble rosacea with long-term use. It's akin to force-feeding the skin. It's just too much. Prescription strength is great for about 12 weeks a year, and after that, I recommend taking a break or using a gentler form like retinol. And regular retinol can be used every single day all year long, and the great results that you get with retinol in general would include a refining of the texture of the skin, so it makes your pores look smaller. It will soften fine lines, which everybody eventually at some point looks in the mirror and says, wow, I got a few lines that weren't there before. What do I do? Retinol is great for that. So definitely I recommend an over-the-counter use, but use what you've got.
Now, if you would, Lori, tell us more about vitamin C, and can we get the same results by just eating vitamin C-rich foods like dark leafy greens or strawberries, for example?
Well, unfortunately, no. Excesses of vitamin C, like you would get in food, are ultimately passed out of the body. The skin is, I consider it sort of low man on the totem pole. So any available vitamin C is used for cellular repair and healing elsewhere in the body. I try to remind my clients that Mother Nature doesn't really care about wrinkles. We do. So no matter how much of vitamin C that you ingest, it's never going to get to the skin in the quantities needed for this kind of result. Studies have shown that topical vitamin C can actually repair some DNA damage, which is known to be one of the primary drivers of aging, DNA damage. It leads to inflammation, which in some studies is actually referred to as inflammaging. So eating vitamin-rich foods does help to keep the rest of your body functioning really, really well, but it's not going to help at the skin level. You really need to apply it topically. And the best forms of vitamin C are going to be shelf-stable for a long time. But if you buy one, once it's opened, you really want to use it up within about 6 months. So go ahead and eat it up. It's great. Get those dark green leafies. Get those strawberries, as you mentioned. They're awesome. But you really, to get the results for skin care and aging, you really need to apply it topically.
And a very helpful response today. We are joined by Lori Narona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, licensed esthetician since 1997 here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Skincare Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Lori, if you would, tell us, what is the bottom line on sunscreen? Do we really need to wear it every day, even when it's cloudy?
Oh, yes. Every single day, all year long, whether it's cloudy or not. Sunscreen is designed to filter out UV radiation. It's the radiation that actually causes that DNA damage or inflammaging and accelerates the whole aging process. There's two primary forms of radiation. It's for solar radiation. It's UVA. I think of that the A for aging, and UVB or B for burning. That's the best way to remember it. There's also UVC, which thankfully is filtered out by the ozone layer. If UVC radiation hits the earth, pretty much everything dies, plants, animals, everything. So it's good that we're taking care of the ozone layer, but we still have to be concerned for the UVA and UVB. UVB burning rays are mostly present during the summer months. So think about going to the beach and getting sunburned. That's from UVB radiation. UVA, or aging rays, are present all year long. Not only that, it passes right through glass, right through clouds, and it's emitted from fluorescent lighting inside, and it penetrates much deeper into the skin. So often I hear clients say, well, I'm inside all day, I don't need to wear it. Well, if you're in the car, you're driving, or you're on a subway and you're transporting yourself, or you're flying, or you're sitting in an office and you've got fluorescent lighting, you're getting exposed. And the problem with the UVA is that it's just as intense on January 1st as it is on July 1st. So no matter where you are in the world, what time, you know, what season it is, you're getting UVA aging rays. And the aging rays will actually penetrate all the way through the cell membranes and into the nucleus of the cells and damage that DNA. Significantly raises your risk of skin cancer, significantly, including the most deadly form of skin cancer, which is melanoma. So it is really, really important to wear a broad spectrum sunscreen every single day of the year, no matter what. And I know some people will say, well, I have some sunscreen in my makeup, and it's not enough. You really need to apply it every single day. And I know that that doesn't apply to some of the gentlemen that are listening, but, you know, make sure you're protecting all of your skin, including the back of your ears, the back of your neck, the chest area, the hands, because it's all aging and it's all being susceptible to damage.
Clearly, there are some topical choices that we could make that will have an impact on our skin's aging. Can you give us any other tips for keeping our skin looking great?
Absolutely. So first of all, you always want to treat the whole face. So make sure that you're using your products from the hairline, the top of the head, the top of the forehead, the hairline, all the way down to the bra line, or on men to the top of the chest. Don't stop at the neck. Don't stop at the jawline. Bring it all the way down. Make sure you're treating the back of your neck, as I said before, and be consistent. So a lot of the topicals that are helpful are really only effective if you're using them consistently. Using them once or twice a month isn't going to cut it, even once or twice a week. You really need to be using them on a daily basis. Retinol, depending on your skin sensitivity, may be used several times a week, but it really still needs to be used regularly, and even if you do it several times a year. Eating real food is huge. I know people sort of poo-poo the idea of how, you know, food is going to affect our skin, and that's a mindset that has stayed with us for generations. And we know now that eating real food, even in eating healthy food, will have a big effect on the health of your skin. So eat a rainbow, get those good antioxidants in, and, you know, make sure you're wearing your sunscreen to top it all off as well.
Lori, thanks again for joining us. Very informative, and we can't thank you enough for your expertise shared here on the program each and every time. In conclusion here, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, or a final tip for the listeners today?
Well, yeah, so just to review, remember that the most important things that you can use to help prevent aging in your skin are topical retinols, topical vitamin C, and sunscreen. So practice safe sun. Be very consistent with them. I also think that it's really helpful to see a professional for guidance, not just your dermatologist, but also an esthetician. Dermatologists are specialists in treating skin diseases, where an esthetician is a professional in caring for the health and beauty of the skin. So, you know, find a good local esthetician and get their assessment on what's going on with your skin. Remember that aging happens every single day, and self-care should happen too. So, you know, making good choices every single day, using your sunscreen, taking care of your skin, keeping it protected from the elements, and just paying attention to anything that's going on with it. If you see anything unusual or you've seen any changes in your skin, see your dermatologist, any moles or unusual lesions that kind of catch your attention, check them out. Don't wait. The skin is wonderfully able to heal itself and repair from all kinds of injury, but it still needs our help. So be sure and give it some TLC and eat those good foods.
Most definitely. Aging happens every day, and so should self-care too. Where can listeners get all the details on Oncology Spa Solutions, and how could one be in contact as needed?
Oh, well, we would love to see people on our Facebook page. It's you can look it up at Providence Skin. And we're also on Instagram at Wicked Good Skin. We definitely chat with everyone that reaches out to us there, and we're more than happy to answer questions anytime. We are very social. You can also give us a call at our office, or I think the link is in the bio, and you can also visit us online at www.veraditas.skincaretherapy.net.
Always good to have you with us, Lori, and thanks again for spending a moment with us here today on eHealth Radio, and look forward to our next conversation.
Thanks, Eric. Nice talking with you.
We've been speaking with, once again, Lori Nerona, an award-winning herbalist, certified acne specialist, and licensed esthetician since 1997, and an educator for Oncology Spa Solutions. And for all the details, simply visit OncologySpaSolutions.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.